What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
Yes, and as you guys are hearing this, we are officially into September. Well, if you're not in the Patreon, y'all heard it in August, but the non-patrons are hearing this on September the 1st, and I cannot believe that we are in the ninth month of 2022. Insane.
Why does
Insane.
Go Wild feels like that was like 3 years ago,
Really
but yet
does.
it was not that long ago. And time is just so
Weird.
all over the place for me right now. It just really is. I have a
Yep.
4-year-old. Like, I'm too
Girl.
scared.
Girl. I know. I know. It's so crazy. But yeah, like the year is just going on. It's almost officially fall, which is extremely exciting. Yeah, and how's everything been going with you this week, Myra?
It has been going. As y'all are hearing this, I am off. I took we were going to go travel, but it just didn't work out in the plan. So a little bit of a staycation. I am hoping, matter of fact, it will be dropped, my PSL, by the time y'all are hearing this. So I, as y'all are hearing this, I'm hopefully at Starbucks somewhere sleeping on a
Literally,
fucking cold brew.
literally, exactly.
Yeah. That's my goal in life. But yeah, it's been going well. Just trying to do some things with social media between my own and this podcast. And
Yep,
yeah,
same
no
here.
complaints.
Same here. I'm glad that, it's starting to cool down just a tiny bit, but I think this holiday season is going to be really fun and really exciting. And, especially like being in our new home for the holidays and stuff. I'm like pumped. I'm very pumped for the holidays.
I'm so excited. Have y'all started decorating?
No, I haven't started decorating it.
Okay, I don't feel so
I
bad.
need to get stuff. Yeah, I need to, because I have tons of like Christmas stuff. I got a little bit of Halloween stuff, but I want like just like some fall stuff. So is Joanne the place to go for that? Or what would you suggest for like fall themed decor?
That is so hilarious because I am working on a reel as far as fall decor. And I literally went to Joanne and said, yeah, go here and get your inspo and leave out the fucking door because you can find this shit at Dollar Tree. Because it is expensive. Even
Is, it is.
ridiculous, but that's for more of like the crafty people. But yeah, Joanne's does have a decent amount of stuff, but it is expensive if you just want to buy it and put it up kind of thing. But yeah, the reel probably be more so crafty and how to like dupe it and stuff, but it
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
ain't
that's good
cheap.
to know. You
Look
yeah, go to get your inspo and then get the fuck
the
out.
fuck out. It was one thing I
That's
really loved
real.
there was like $50, and it was maybe like a sign, like an 8x10 sign. I'm like, come on.
$50
I mean, it
robbery.
was on sale like 30% off, but
Yeah,
still.
still that's too much. Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. But yeah, let's get into what's going on in the planner world. Obviously, we'll be talking about fall a lot because we're both obsessed. So just plan on us having a fall segment on pretty much every episode until it's like the winter time. So just plan your lives accordingly. And also, this is a pumpkin spice stand podcast. So also plan your ears accordingly for that, because we're gonna be talking about that a lot too.
You know how we have like that Christmas Patreon cover of our show art? We need a fall one. Why don't we have a
That's a great idea. I want like a Halloween one where like we have on like a witch hat or something like that. I think that could be really cute. I think that could be really cute.
That's on the list of things to work on.
There we go. Keep adding it to the list. And guys, whenever y'all finally get your fall flavored drinks, make sure you take a picture of it and put it on your IG stories and tag Planners and Wine so we can see us all enjoying all the pumpkin spice lattes and all the pumpkin cream cold brews like this fall season. I think that could be really fun.
Do we need a hashtag? PAW fall or something? I don't know. That doesn't sound very catchy.
We'll figure something out because I think that's a really good idea. I think a hashtag is a good idea. Maybe some type of giveaway or something for people who enter. Maybe
Oh,
we
yeah, I ain't
play
ready.
like a Starbucks gift card or a Dunkin' gift card or something. I think that could be cool.
Starbucks.
Well, yeah. I love it.
We'll let
I
y'all
love
pick or
it.
something, maybe.
We'll let
Like,
y'all pick
yeah.
whatever is close to you, whatever is the closest to you, whatever one you like best. yeah, let's go ahead and get into some planner world stuff. So we did talk a little bit about the Cultivate What Matters daily planner that is fully out and available for purpose now on the cultivatewhatmatters.com website. So it is called the 2023 Season by Season Daily Planner. It retails for $64 and it is a 365 daily planner. Pretty much you get every single day of the year. It is dated, and it is meant to be a companion to their goal setting system. So you're not going to get a redo of all the goal stuff that's in their goal planner. It's just meant to be used side by side with it. Myra, do you have any more thoughts on this planner now that it is officially out? We have officially seen it and we know pretty much everything about it.
No, my only thought is I wish they, I know it's already thick as hell, but I wish there was some way that they could add some type of goal setting where it's like a little blurb or something on each day, or I don't know, or a little tracking system or something. Or is
they have
it,
like a today's win that's on every page. So I guess you could put something goal related there. And I think maybe they have some type of check-in, because I know, like, if you look at on their website, they have like, they have the planner split into what they call 90-day windows. So I'm thinking at the end of each quarter, there might be some type of goal refresh, reset, or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's some type of, and they also have like a page for like the upcoming week. So it's kind of similar to like how the Moxie Life Planners is, where every week you have something to talk about your goals for the week or write down your goals for the week. They do have something like that in it as well, from what I'm seeing from these pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, I could see somebody getting it and just using that as, you know, instead of having a separate goal planner. But it's probably somebody that's more like us that don't necessarily need to like deep dive into their goals.
Right.
Honestly, is there a goal planner out there like that? Because I feel like Moxie Life kind of does a deep dive.
I would call it a deep dive. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as extensive as the Cultivate What Matters, but it's pretty, I think it's pretty extensive too.
Yeah. I wish there was something out there that was like goal oriented, but for people like us, that's just like, you know, maybe I'll, you know, lose a little bit of weight, you know?
Yeah. I think the only thing,
like a therapy session in the beginning.
Right. Right. The only thing that I can think of that's like that, that I know of, is like in passion planners, they have their passion roadmap at the beginning of every planner. And it's really where you can talk, like where you can write down your goals for 3 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. And then at the end of every month, they do have like a goal check-in. So I think passion planners is probably like the least like deep divey, where you still get a little bit of it, but not too much. Which is
well, cool. I mean, that works out for the next topic on the show.
It does. We'll right.
I didn't even think about that like that. That's a good idea, though.
I love it. And you know what? Yeah. But honestly, you can do that. So say if you love that passion roadmap idea, you can either create your own, like in a notes page or say of an EC or whatever, or what I've seen a lot of people do, Passion Planner has on the website, so you can download free PDFs of the page of the planner, that goal roadmap thing. You can print that out and you can literally like tape it onto a notes page of a different planner and still use it. So
That's true too. Or if you disbound, you know, if you know the percentage to size it down to, you can print it and punch it. That's a good idea.
Exactly. There you go. So yeah, I think I might do that too, because that was one of the things I did love about having a passion planner when I used it. I really liked that passion roadmap. I thought that was really, really cute. And like you said, it kind of gives people who aren't like deep into goal setting, but you want to have like a little mini vision board kind of in your planner, to where you kind of just have your goals for the next few months or years kind of laid out, just so you can like see them and always have them like front of mind without, you know, doing a deep dive into your soul and your childhood trauma, like a lot of the goal planners, like the Cultivate What Matters goal planner is, you know, you don't want to get into all that. You just want to write it down.
Yeah. I'm sure that works for people, but everybody ain't at that space. Yeah.
We've been there, done that, bought a t-shirt and it just has not worked. Even though I do like I just love the aesthetics of their goal planner. I think it's a really, really cute plan. I always like the covers. It's just nice. Yeah. For me. And as far as this planner goes, Y'all, this planner is as thick as the Bible. Like,
it's
for real, for real. It is thick. So yeah. My advice to them, I think they really could have cut this into 2 6-month books, because I think it would just be way, way more manageable. Because my thing is, like, something like a daily planner, you're going to be taking a daily planner with you. Like, a daily planner by nature is not usually something you just leave sitting on your desk at home. Like, that's like a grab and go type of planner, because you might need it. You're going to need it at work. You're going to need it at school if you go work at a coffee shop or whatever. Like, so I think they should definitely make it way smaller next year. Figure out a way to get rid of that O-ring, because we don't like that. And choose just 2 fonts. Because having more than 2 fonts on the page is very bothersome to me. Yep. Exactly. But I think it's a good first try. I mean, there definitely are some good things to it. Like, as far as, like, the time slots on it, it goes from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., which is longer than most daily planners. I think they could have had more lines for, like, the to-do list side, because they gave, like, a really, it's almost like wide rule. Is how, like, the to-do list side of it is very, very, like, wide, like, wider than necessary, where they could have threw more lines in there to give you more space. And they have a few, like, little, like, to-do list things that are already, like, pre-added to every day, like 10 to my goals, express gratitude, encourage someone. That's cute, but I don't need that. So I will write that on.
I love how you're like, I have a few tips, and you ran through like 47.
I just created a whole new planner.
A few tips. Get rid of all this. So
just start from scratch. The tip is to start from scratch.
But facts, I do agree with all of those. Because, like, go. You said, with I didn't even know that there were pre-written stuff on it. I totally would wipe that out.
Yep.
More to-do lists. We all love a good to-do list. And most importantly, I think it would benefit from being split into 6 months, even if they had to go undated to do that.
Yeah.
I get it. I think they wanted to be a little bit ambitious and different than most people.
Yeah.
And most companies by having to date it, but it's so thick. I take my daily duo with me everywhere. That's why I love it in 8-5.
And I love it in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be too much.
But yeah, that's the ride or die, for real. But with it being a daily, you kind of need it, like, on the go.
I think so too.
I'm not leaving that just on my desk, but
no.
It's
100 GSM paper, so it's a decent quality paper, and it's probably one of the reasons why it looks so thick, because it just really looks insane. And it's 2.25 pounds is how much the planner actually weighs. So it's a big one. It is a big one. So.
She is thick. Even if they went with that, is it
Tomio River paper?
Yeah.
It'll be way smaller.
I know people either hate it or love it, but if your goal is to have it all in one book, like, that's probably the best way to go, is that kind of paper.
I think so too, because that's one of the appeals about, like, the Hobonichi, because, and, like, it has every day of the year, and it's mad light, and it has every week of the year too, but it's still crazy light because the paper is so thin and lightweight. So
isn't that the same kind of paper that the Bible, or most Bibles?
I think it's similar. I don't know if it's exactly like that Tomio River paper, but I think it's very, very, very similar to, like, the Bible paper.
And on brand.
The Bible's still crazy thick.
Yeah, but it would be on brand with that paper.
It
would
be on brand. It would.
But yeah.
Bible paper. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's a good first attempt. But you know what? Another thing, if for a planner that big, they should not have that very thick linen cover. Like, I know that's how all their other planners are, and it's a very beautiful cover, but that just does not work for a planner that is already that thick and heavy. It just makes it even heavier. So
yeah. I'm curious, that's probably 1 pound right there. It's just the cover.
Because it has, like, gold edging and everything. Mm-hmm. That cover is mad heavy by itself. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I would be curious to what the company thinks most people are going to do. Are they expecting people to take that on the go? I'm assuming it's 7x9 too.
Let me see if I can see the, yeah,
But
it's
yeah.
a 6.75 by 9.5. So yeah, 7 by 9
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
So
don't know.
yeah.
Maybe they are expecting folks to just keep that on their desk. I mean, but I.
It just defeats the purpose of a daily planner to me, unless you
Yeah.
just don't leave the house. You know,
Oh,
so
well.
maybe it's more marketed towards like, you know, stay at home moms or something like that who aren't leaving the house like as frequently for like a super long period of time or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and a
I
lot
don't
of
know.
folks are now working from home too, so maybe,
Yeah,
yeah.
maybe. Yeah. So yeah, y'all let us know if y'all end up picking up that planner. We would love to know what you think about it. Is it as heavy as it looks?
Yeah, let
let
us
us
know.
know. Speaking of, I actually just thought about this because I totally forgot. So there is a planner out there. It is the second edition of a planner, and it had the date for Juneteenth as June 13th instead of June 19th.
Girl, the one with the 1950s picturing in.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find now exactly what, and I literally, the reason why I just thought about it is because on the Cultivate What Matters website under this planner, they say one insert card with 2023 holidays. And thinking about holiday, because I was like, oh, I hope they got Juneteenth right. That
Ooh,
made me think of
child. Oh my God. What was the
it.
name of that?
It is The Plan by Lauren Truslow is the Instagram. And yeah, they basically two different editions of their planner. So not even the exact same planner, but two of their planners they have available that we know of. Have Juneteenth wrong in this publication of them. They have it on June 13th. And when you go to their like holidays at a glance page, I'm assuming like at the beginning of the planner, June 13th, I mean, Juneteenth is not even listed. So it was clearly just a extremely egregious afterthought. And even then, nobody thought to actually look up the actual date if you weren't sure. They just stuck it on June 13th.
So they just picked 13 through 19th with better number just because they had teen at the
Yeah,
basically.
kept because it was the first number that has teeth. So they was like, that must be Juneteenth, right?
At the bare minimum, no, so you can get the day off. At the bare minimum, no, for the day off.
And let's not forget. They also do not have Indigenous Peoples Day, but they have Columbus Day. Yikes. Tell me there's no Black people in the room without telling me there's no Black people working at that company who at least has any type of control over this. And apparently it went through an insane amount of revisions, and this still was not called.
Damn, they could have easily just grabbed another planner and look up all the dates that are on there.
I mean, they could have easily just
Google,
Google like 2023
are y'all just
federal
winging the holidays?
holidays.
Yeah.
No, they just were winging Juneteenth because I mean, summer solstice is on the correct day.
Oh yeah, because nobody don't know that shit. Don't
Exactly.
it change every year too, right?
I don't
Like
even
the actual
know.
day probably would
It
change every
might.
year.
Yeah, the actual day
Yeah.
changes every year for sure. Yeah, so,
Hey, did they get Martin Luther King? We
Girl,
gotta
don't even
get more
start
research.
it. I know,
They
right?
probably put it
So,
on his actual birthday instead of the third Monday of January.
girl, it just, you know, I just don't even know why
Oh
we're
my God.
shocked at this
Laugh
because
to keep from crying.
it literally, I mean, the proof is in the pudding because even when you go to this page, there's not a person of color even on her page.
Yeah,
So
I
I
mean,
feel
just
like
looking at the Instagram, it's not for
that
us.
says a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's it. And also the very, very, very enthusiastic celebration of 4th of July is always a red flag to me. I'm just saying.
America.
I mean, outfits, full body outfits for adults with flags on it. Okay, I'm done. I just I just don't even know what else to say.
Dang.
I mean, clearly this is not a planner I'm ever gonna purchase or
even some about, companies so. Like with Columbus Day, they will put Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day
mm-hmm.
on the same day. It just don't exist to them.
It just don't exist to them. Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah.
I mean, and when you look at things like that, or look at things about the, like I said, the very enthusiastic celebration of America, the nationalism, it makes sense why Juneteenth was an afterthought mm-hmm. and an incorrect one at that. It all kind of adds up. So yeah, that's not gonna be a plan I'm gonna be purchasing in the next century. So
for sure that this is the stuff that we be talking about too mm-hmm. like this is the very subtle kind of, like, I don't want to use the R word, but a very mm-hmm. subtle non-diverse
mm-hmm.
things that we can pick up on
mm-hmm.
instantly.
I mean, this is
color can pick up on instantly.
Yeah. And this is the best example I can think of recently of, like, a performative, I can't even call it activism, I guess just performative support of Black Americans in the Black community.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even get
faux inclusiveness.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Faux inclusiveness, exactly. Shame. Dishonor. Yeah.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Yeah, I cannot believe we almost forgot about that. Because we found yeah, this we out like over a week yeah. ago. And I literally only remember because, thank you, Cultivate What Matters.
Yeah, shout out to y'all for having some memory.
Now, hopefully y'all got the holidays correct in this planner. Jesus Christ.
I feel like they get it right. I feel like they get it right. But it's so simple. It's so simple. But we can move on to happier things.
Yeah, let's go. Because I'm annoyed. I'm mad annoyed by that, but whatever. yeah, so the Passion Planner has come out with their 2023 lineup of annual planners. They are available for purchase now. And if you buy one, you can get a free sticker book, sticker pack, monthly tabs with any 2023 planner purchase. This ends actually tonight, as y'all are hearing this, on Thursday, September the 1st at 11:59 Pacific time. Use the code free gift at checkout if you want that. So make sure if you are purchasing a Passion Planner today that you use that free code and get you a free sticker book or something. I actually really like their stickers. I think they're super, super cute. They also have two sticker books that just came out with these planners as well. Myra, did you get a chance to look at these planners? And if so, if you were to buy a Passion Planner, which one would you get?
Oh, yeah. I just looked at these and they're so good. I think, mm-hmm. honestly, I mean, all of them are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit Moonlight is calling me. Mm-hmm. I just, it that's given. I love, I always tend to love the ones that they do for the Chinese New Year one or yeah. whatever the year of. I usually like those.
I love those.
But the Sakura, like, burgundy one too.
Ooh. Those really two. Good. My favorite is the Celestial Blue and the burgundy. I am obsessed. I love both of those.
It's really, so really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this whole lineup this year is just, it's good. It's
Chef's
giving.
Kiss. Chef's yeah. kiss. Yeah.
Y'all did that.
They did. They really, really did. But as you can see, I think we talked about this a couple months ago about the price change, because if you get the black one is $40.99. I believe it used to be like $30. And the other ones, like the theme ones, are $50.99. And I'm pretty sure at one point those were $35. So they've had a pretty significant price change in the last year. Or so, but I really love Passion Planner. When I was using it, it just did not give me the customization that I really was wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like the timeline was a little too small. I really don't write that small. So, like, using the medium, like, I just didn't feel like it worked, but I really did like this planner. And I have discovered, y'all know I love sticker kits now. So, I did discover that some shops do make Passion Planner sticker kits. So I don't know. You kind of get a little bit more customization. We were already talking about their really simple, cool, like, goal setting that they have. So I don't know. I might consider a Passion Planner for next year. I'm not sure yet though.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that these are on sale already.
Yep.
I just thought it was just like a you know, a reveal kind of thing.
Yep. They did the reveal, and I believe they was on sale either the same day or within a couple of days of the reveal. And the reveal was just this past week. So yeah, I like that though. I like that they ain't play around. They like, here are the planners if you want to get them. And I think I remember back in 2020, I think they had a lot of issues with like shipping delays and things like that. And people were so pissed because they didn't get their planners until like January and stuff. But that's when they did their reveal and stuff, I believe like in October. So because of that, they've been moving it up every year to ensure that there's no delays, that people are able to get their planners when they need it and they don't have to worry about that. So kudos for them for making that adjustment.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like all companies are making those adjustments, and things are just coming out a bit earlier.
Right.
The Life Planner launch was way earlier this year. You know, COVID changed everything for real.
It really did. It really did. And we don't want to wait till the last minute. We're planners. I want my ish as soon as possible. Okay.
I agree.
But yeah, one thing that's a major change that's coming is their large size. They have slightly adjusted the size of their large planner because apparently whatever mailers they use for the medium and the small do not fit the previous large size. So people were incurring additional shipping costs because of that. So they made the large size slightly smaller to be able to go in those smaller mailers and for the goal of saving people and shipping. And that's definitely something I've complained about before, how crazy expensive Passion Planners shipping was. So it should definitely bring down the shipping price and save people some money, which is definitely a really, really good thing. However, there has definitely been some complaints about it because apparently, according to the sticker shops, Passion Planner is always every single year slightly changing the size of stuff. And from a shop perspective, that is very, very hard to keep up with because every single year you're having to resize your sticker kits for this one planner, whereas pretty much in every other planner, like there's no major size changes coming ever. So yeah, I saw online a few shops where we're pissed about that. I've seen shops over the last couple of years talk about completely not even offering Passion Planner kits anymore and phasing them out because of the constant size change. Because it's not always the size of the actual planner. Sometimes they'll change the margins of the things that are on the pages also, which has caused shops to have to really do a lot of reworking. So that sucks. I can see why they would be frustrated about that.
Yeah, that is extremely frustrating. And I think you mentioned this off the air, but for consumers too, like, you know, we buy up some stickers, we don't get to use them all, and if they're changing the size of the planners and stuff so often, you're not able to properly use the stickers, or, you know, have to adjust the stickers or whatever. That can be a bit frustrating, especially if you're a kit girl and you want it to lay down how you want it to lay down.
Yeah, I get the frustration too. And also now I clicked into one of the planners. So this isn't something I hadn't noticed. I know at least before all the price was the same for no matter what size you got of the planner. That's different now. So now if you get the small of like one of the themed ones, it's $50.99, but the medium is $52.99 and the large is $54.99. And with the regular black one, the small is $40.99, the medium is $42.99, and the large is $44.99. So slight price difference, not like a huge price difference, but definitely something to think about. And so I'm grateful that they are working on making their shipping more affordable since their planners are not as affordable as what they used to be. So
yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't realize they all were the same price before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, they are with the same. Once upon a time, it didn't matter if you got a small, medium, or large, it was all the same price.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I guess it's nice of them to add the stickers on too, but that probably added to the price increase.
Yeah, probably so. But I do love their stickers. And one thing that's really cool about their sticker books, if you've ever had one, on the bottom of each page, it tells you the name and the at, like the Instagram, like a profile of the person who created that, like who designed those stickers, which is really, really cool. And that's something they've been doing since they had their sticker books coming out. So I'm glad they're continuing to do that and make sure that artists are given like that credit and that shine that they deserve. So if you like somebody's art, you can go to their page and check out more, maybe buy some stuff directly from them.
Yeah.
Very
Yeah, that
cool.
is dope. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Next up, oh, lots of planner talk this week. I'm so excited. Hobonichi has already unveiled their 2023 planners, but as of today is their official launch on September the 1st. And they have a lot of really beautiful covers. And guys, my advice, if you see a Hobonichi cover that you are crazy about, do not hesitate, do not wait, go ahead and buy that mug today because they will sell out. They sell out a lot of their covers. Some of them they end up restocking, but not all the time. There's no guarantee that they're going to restock. And so if you really, really like a cover, you got to go ahead and buy it because they don't play.
Now, is it September 1st or October?
September 1st.
Okay, because I was looking at this one piece. Maybe it's the one piece one is separate. Okay, it is. It is separate because I see the specific circle for those that say
Oh,
October 1st.
okay. So maybe some of them aren't available to October, like a couple of select ones.
It's just the one piece one because
Okay.
yeah, it looks like it's just one piece, and that's
Okay.
an anime for
Yep.
y'all who don't know. Because I'm just fascinated that this exists. Because I missed the Animal Crossing one they had.
I
I'm still upset about
know. I
that.
know. I can't believe they wouldn't have something like that about maybe the next time. The next time Animal Crossing puts out like a new game or a new edition or whatever, maybe they'll have
Yeah.
another one.
All right, so
Yeah.
here we go, another 7 years. But yeah, these covers are cute.
They're so
Obviously, I
cute.
love the One Piece one. They're really, really cute. But yeah, I agree with Meg. If you want it, get
Get it. And they're most of them are available in like multiple sizes too. So if you have a particular size that you like, definitely see if they have that cover. I am absolutely obsessed with the it's called the Betsy Neon Purple one. It is everything. Y'all know I love me some purple. It's just what dreams are made of. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to figure out a way. Y'all might the way it's looking because Patch Runner is coming very hard. Hobonichi is coming very hard. I don't know what's gonna happen with my lineup for 2023. It might not be as set in stone as what I thought it was, because some of these planners are just so beautiful.
They really are. They are. Yeah, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle for me.
Yes, I know. Same,
Yeah.
same. Our friends over at Gooseby Twins Plan, shout out to them. They're 2023 planner reveal happened as of August the 29th. I'm not 100% sure if they are available because we are recording this in the past before August the 29th. But this is the 2023 planner rebirth collection. So make sure you check it out. I see some gold coils, I see some cute covers. The Gooseby Twins did not come to play ever. So make sure you check
Yeah.
out their planners.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely check them out. I'm really curious to see what they're rebranding. I love their social media. Like, they're doing it over there. If y'all not
I
following them,
know. So fun.
yeah, it's so fun.
So fun, so interactive. They did a back to school drive at the beginning of August, and we were able to, promote it on our show and be featured as a sponsor for that, on their big signs they had at the drive. And we just love them so
Yeah.
much. I hope we get to see them again next year at Go Wild. They're so amazing.
They really are. Yeah, definitely check them out.
Yes. Myra, have you made any small shop purchases recently?
Let me check my shop app. I don't think so. I th think I kind of chilled a bit. I was looking at Odd Loop earlier today because they do have some, it doesn't say Harry Potter, but it's basically Harry Potter inspired washi and stickers. It's called Magical Destinations. So it has like, platform 9 3/4, like it has stuff like that, which I thought
Yes.
was really cool, but I didn't hit the trigger on it just yet. It's just sitting in my cart. But yeah, I haven't been shopping. I'm still waiting on my High Paper Clouds order. I did purchase I'm guessing it's September. They do like a monthly theme thing. I haven't received that yet, but I don't know if it's set to come out yet anyway. But yeah, other than that, I haven't bought anything.
Okay, y'all. I've
Good
been
for me.
going. You, I know. I'm so envious of you because your girl been going kit crazy over here. Y'all know when I start to like something, I get like obsessed with it, and I am like totally obsessed with sticker kits right now. So the shop I discovered on my Discover page on Instagram is called Mama Gloria Shop. It's actually a shop that is in Ukraine. And I bought a bunch of sticker kits from there, and I absolutely love them. It's so good. She's on Etsy, but I believe she has a website as well. Shipping was super fast. I literally got my stuff probably within a week or so of my order, which I was not expecting because, like I said, it is coming from Ukraine, and we all know that Ukraine is in the midst of a literal war with Russia right now. And she does give that disclaimer when you purchase that, hey, this might impact your shipping. We're literally in a war right now. But it really didn't. I got my stuff
These are
super, super
so
fast. And
good.
it's so good. She's
They're
so, so
so
good.
good. Follow.
Yes,
These are
I
so good.
know, right? She has kits. She has script stickers, like icon stickers, like so many good things. So I am obsessed with her shop right now. Also, I had an order with Fern Creek stickers. Shout out to Fern Creek. They have been a sponsor of Planners and Wine. They have really, really good sticker kits. Also, obviously Planner Kate got some stuff for Planner Kate, waiting on some stuff from Chrissy Ann Designs. Super, super excited about that. I got a sticker book from there too that is coming. And probably my absolute favorite shop right now that is a new to me shop is called Orange Umbrella Co. I believe they're on Etsy, but they also have a website. Everything is cheaper on the website. So just know that. And I'm obsessed. They have literally everything. It's kits, script stickers, deco stickers, icons, like pretty much everything that you can think of. Yes. And I that stuff came very, very fast too. So yeah, I'm really excited. Shout out to Kelly over at Saucy Mama Planner Co. because I was on my stories talking about kits. She jumped in my
Now, Kelly,
DMs.
you know
She
you're
jumped
wrong
in
for that.
my DMs and she was like, have you heard of Orange Umbrella Co? It's amazing. I was like, oh, okay. So I checked it out. And it was amazing. So if y'all shop Orange Umbrella Co, definitely use Kelly's code. It's just her name, Kelly. Get 20% off your order. That's what I did. And all the credit to her for me discovering what is probably my new favorite shop right now because I'm
Kelly
obsessed.
said, let me give you the plug real quick.
And did.
Andy.
And did. Okay, yes. Also, shout out to Julie because Julie is truly the person who really put me on the kits. Watching her YouTube videos because she uses kits all the time really inspired me to go check them out. At least she has a code for Chrissy Ann Designs and for Planner Kate. So definitely check out Julie's page. Use her code if y'all shop with either one of them. Because yeah, it's just amazing. I'm obsessed with kits right now. I love them. They look so good in the Daily Duo, so good in my hourly planner. I'm really excited. It's an exciting time to be planning right now, at least for me.
I think I know a lot of people are like kits, like why is she just now getting into kits? But y'all have to remember we came through the Happy Planner door. Kits were are not a thing over on the Happy Planner side. Like it's sticker books over there. And that, you
Literally.
know. So, you know, Megan into her kit era
This is my kit
is
era
now.
fully. And you know what? It makes sense because even when I was a full-on HP girl, like all into the sticker books, my favorite sticker books were the Color Story sticker
Yeah, it's
books.
basically a
And that's where
kid,
they have
yeah.
like pages of basically a kit, like all the all stickers and like a similar theme and like different one of those throughout the sticker book. So it just, you know,
Yeah, that's your
it just makes sense.
jam.
Yep, it's my jam. Makes my
Yeah.
jam.
And just real quick, you reminded me since the one Ukraine shop. This is not a kit shop, but I absolutely love her stickers. They're more like, I would say more like to put in like your daily duo, you know, like what I'm doing today kind of thing, or a little doll stickers. But it's, I don't know how to pronounce it. It may be Vallea Entuma, VallEatuMma on Instagram. But I love her stuff and it comes so fast. And I always,
Love it.
even before everything was going on with the Ukraine, I was like, damn, like it'd be faster than some of these US shops. Like I'd be getting it within like
I less know. Than a week. Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah, it's that is wild. So crazy. But yeah, she always sends her stuff out super fast, but she's over in the Ukraine as well. And she hasn't noted that it may affect it, but I've shopped with her mm-hmm. probably about a month ago and I still got it fairly quickly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. One last thing that I didn't put on the show notes because we just found out about it last night. But Happy Planner is apparently coming out with a Nightmare Before Christmas sticker book.
Was that? And I can't find that anywhere on the internet. Like, is
I don't
that,
know where it came from.
Are we not supposed to know that?
I don't know. But we know it's like, buying know, it. Because nobody told us it was a secret.
Yeah, nobody said it was a secret, but I can't find that on the internet nowhere.
I can't either. I literally cannot either. And I mean, Happy Planner just knew how to bring me back. Because y'all know, if I don't love nothing, I love me some Night Before Christmas. That is my jam. That is my all-time favorite Halloween movie.
Yeah, if they come out like, I might get a happy note.
Mm-hmm.
I might mm-hmm. get a happy note. I honestly have mm-hmm. never seen the movie, but it has Halloween in the title, so it's for me.
Myra is so good. You will love it. You will love it.
I feel like I would.
You're gonna
I
really feel love like this I would. Movie. Yeah. So we gotta watch it together because it's gonna be good. But yeah, if y'all have any information about this sticker book, I hope it's not fake.
Who leaked it?
I hope this yeah. wasn't just like photoshopped. You know what I'm saying?
That can't be photoshopped.
It can't. It's so good.
Y'all be. Really would do that, Happy Planner people. Would y'all really do that?
Please don't. Please don't play with my feelings like that. Please don't
Let
play.
This be real. That has to be real.
I know, seriously. But yeah, guys, lots of exciting things going on in the planner community right now. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Hey Planner World, thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else. Now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there.
All right, guys. So we are back. In the between time, we were talking about the crazy hobbies that Myra and our friends are choosing to venture into. Last week, everybody was a Bujo girl. This week, everybody is a, what do you even call this? This activity.
We blingers.
Blingers. The blinger girls. Now they are blingers. Tell us about the blinging, Myra. I can't.
First off, this is all Danny's fault. I put 100% blame on Danny Planzit on mm-hmm. Instagram and on TikTok. So he got into it first. And I have been following Tisa over at This Is Tisa for a while because I do love the reels and posts that she shows of her bling products. But I never was like, oh, let me do that. Mm-hmm. But when Danny started, I'm like, oh, let me do that. So Tisa offers like workshops or classes so you can purchase the class. It comes with all the materials to get you started.
That is very neat. That's very
which
neat.
Is chef kiss, amazing, brilliant idea. Show stopping, whatever Lady Gaga said, all of that. It's just so genius because mm-hmm. like for somebody like me and probably like Danny too. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Danny, throwing you on the bus. We probably get hyper fixated on something really cool and buy yeah. all the things and then mm-hmm. find out, oh, this may not be for me. And now we have all these things. So I think this workshop is perfect. If you're like, oh, that looks interesting, I would love to try it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have this one project. Do it, see if you like it, and then you didn't invest too much money into it.
Right
yeah, and it's helping that. A small creator too by doing that, so yeah. I love that idea, but
mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm blinging everything. We're having go wild cups, we're doing all the things now because it's so good, it's so relaxing mm-hmm. and it's something mindless, I think.
Yep
While we are looking for other hobbies, I think we're trying to find something outside of planning that mm-hmm. is just for us.
Right.
That we don't necessarily have to share for real.
Right.
I think that's what we're looking for.
I love that. Yeah. And one thing about Bujoing is definitely not mindless. It's a whole
thing. It's not. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And look, I'm not going to complain about y'all blinging as long as I get a cup. As long as I get a cup. I didn't have to
make. Meg can't get the Bujo because we ain't sending a Bujo spread after we done.
You know what? And the thing that made me not jump on this and join y'all is because I have definitely been there, done that with the whole Bujo phase.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go down there. I know myself too well. I just could not go down that rabbit hole again. You know, I love Bujo and so much, but the blinking is very cool. It is really, really cool. So yeah,
it is. But yeah, I had to give that little shout out because I am enjoying that, and I put it up in my stories if y'all want to follow along and see it. But I'm not creating content for it. Like, no, I'll just show y'all what I'm doing.
It's just something for you, something fun for you to do. I love it. I love it. Also, something else fun you've been doing. How is your watch for the first time ever of the Harry Potter series going? How many movies have you finished? And what are your thoughts on the last movie that you watched?
I have finished 5. I'm so excited that everybody is so welcoming. I did get a weird comment on one of my videos that I posted about Harry Potter, about JK. And I'm like, I don't fucking know her. Girl, go somewhere with that. But I don't understand. Like, were you just searching Harry Potter's hashtag to say that?
To random people's parade as if the whole they freaking world doesn't know. That J.K. Rowling is mad horrible, problematic. We know that, we acknowledge that, and we love Harry Potter. You can do both things. You can acknowledge that J.K. is trash and still love and stand over Harry Potter. You can.
Yeah, so. I screenshotted it. They said something about her being a depressed white feminist in her 20s, and now she's a right-wing Twitter person. And I said, yeah, we don't acknowledge that muggle. So that's my response, but everybody else have been super welcoming and ready to go on the journey with me. But it's fun,
right?
Loving it.
And obviously, like, I don't, to be honest, I don't even keep up with J.K. Rowling at all. I know that she has said and has been extremely transphobic, which is obviously a huge issue. I don't know how right wing she's gone beyond that, because I don't really keep up
with her.
I
don't think she's
full tilt like a Piers Morgan or anything like that, but we just don't know because we don't fool with her at all. But yay, I just love that you love Harry Potter. And so what are your thoughts on the 5th movie? I believe that was Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is the 5th movie.
You know what? This is going to sound wild and y'all probably going to laugh at me, but now that I know like the titles and stuff and understand their movies, titles make perfect sense.
They make sense, right? And you know what? Especially once you watch them all, it'll be very easy to remember what title goes with which film, because the title directly ties into what was going on in the film, like literally directly ties into it. And you don't know until you watch the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still learning the title. So I'm doing recaps over on TikTok if y'all want to follow me and do that. But it is going to be Harry Potter 1. Harry Potter 2 until I get it together. I'm working on it. But with 5, I don't know, 4 or 5 tied right now. They fighting each other for the best for me right now. So good. It was really, really good. I did not like Pink Lady. I despise Pink Lady.
She was the absolute worst. She was the absolute worst. Her also, and all her rules. Oh my gosh.
Why Mr. Janitor ain't fired yet?
He's the worst as well. Because he was all too happy to be putting up them rules every day and doing the absolute most.
The most.
He was like, yes, these kids finally getting what they deserve.
Why you work at a school and you don't like kids?
Girl, it's a lot of people who work in schools who don't like kids. He said, I got to have a job. It pay the bills.
I can't with that janitor. What a hater. He was so giddy for Miss Pink Lady to come through and change everything. But yeah, here for it. Shout out to Harry basically being a teacher for part of the movie. And that twist of... oh, girl, I can't think. The girl that likes Harry. That was a snitch.
Yeah. I was disappointed in her as well.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed.
I mean, apparently Chuck was like, well, it wasn't her fault. Nah, she a snitch. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It was her fault. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I
I
really
love
did.
it.
I feel like we're getting the plot moved along. We
Yep.
seen I think we met old Beatrix this movie too.
Beatrix Lestrange. Yes, we did meet her because
She can catch these hands.
she got broken out of.
Oh
And
my
when we were talking about it in the group chat, Danny was like, "Love her." I was like, "Danny, no, we don't. We don't. We love the actress. We don't love that character. Like, the character is definitely very fierce and it slays, but in the wrong possible way. Okay.
His last family member, because we don't count them Dooglies people as
Also,
family.
her cousin, Sirius Black, is her cousin. It's Bellatrix's cousin. So she slayed her cousin.
Really?
It's something like that. They got some type of relation. I think they said it in the movie that that's his cousin.
Now I'm gonna have to rewatch this whole ass movie again because I missed that. That lady has no shame.
No,
That
no
she
shame.
has no shame.
She a wild one.
But yeah.
She wild. Yep.
Yeah. But
But
shout
yeah.
out to Harry again using the power of love to defeat Voldemort. Because I know he
Period.
kind of took over. But
He was
yeah.
like in his mind and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of minds, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm excited. But speaking of minds, finding out Harry Daddy was a bully.
So
I
much.
love Snape now.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yep.
I understand him. And I get why he slaps Harry and Ron extra hard every time. I get it
Harry and Ron. He cannot
now.
stand Harry and
That's the only two
Ron.
people that he be like damn near slapping the shit out of.
Literally, literally. When do you plan on watching number six, The Half-Blood Prince? When do you plan on
Oh man, I'm
watching?
gonna eat my words now.
I just want to know when you're gonna watch it. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
I might go ahead and do it this weekend. We don't really have anything planned. Chuck's birthday is tomorrow, but
Yay, happy birthday, Chuck.
yeah, happy birthday. But we don't really have too much planned. So maybe tonight.
Okay. So, the
Y'all will know.
group chat gonna be open. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen.
I'm still grieving Robert Pattinson too.
I know. That was such a
Sad.
big turning point in the movies and just really changed the whole vibe. So
Yeah.
yeah, number six is definitely another really, really important building block in the overall story. So I'm excited for you to watch it. I'm really excited for you to watch
I don't
it.
want it to end. I
I
mean, I
know.
know I can always rewatch it, but
And you
it's
will.
slowly getting to the end. Yeah, I will.
Yep,
I
you
definitely
will.
will.
I know.
I definitely will.
Yep.
Oh, but this has been fun.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Unless you live under a rock, I'm sure you heard about Biden's student loan cancellation, well, forgiveness plan. So we're not going to get into the weeds of the details for that because more than likely, if this applies to you, you have definitely read it time and time again, like I have. You have read
Three
every single
times.
detail of this. Yes. Yeah, but I think it's a good thing overall. I think it's gonna be really great. Obviously we wish that it was more, but I think especially once you get into the details and just get past the initial amount of what's getting canceled, there are a lot of things that's gonna help a lot of people as far as addressing the interest and things like that, and making sure you're not paying more than 5% of your income per month on your student loans. There are going to be a lot of things that are going to help a lot of people long term. So hopefully a whole nother generation does not get screwed by student loans like we did. I'm going to make damn sure my daughter does not get screwed by student loans. So, good things. I think.
Millennials got the short end of the stick when it comes to college and student
True.
loans. We really got the short end.
I know, literally. Literally, we really did. But one thing I did enjoy this week, besides this, was the White House's social media account absolutely annihilating these hypocritical Republicans. That was so fun to watch. Obviously, they had
This you.
a Gen Z, right? They had a Gen Z running the account. Her name is Megan. And shout out to Megan. Shout out to Megan. bacon going ham. They were so good. So if you haven't checked out the White House's official Twitter or Instagram account, they were letting these hypocrites have it. And I was totally here for it, because apparently the government cancels a lot of loans a lot of the time, and it usually only benefits rich people. So now for the first time ever, it doesn't benefit rich people. They're big mad, but we're calling them out for it because it's hypocritical. It's so hypocritical. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I always see the hypocritical stuff on the Daily Show. I follow them on Instagram with Trevor Noah, and they always put a comedic spin on it, so it makes me feel better about seeing it. But it's like, come on, y'all. Like, I just don't understand how people are just blindly following this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's in your face. Mm-hmm. It's right there in your face. It just, but yeah. Shout out to Megan. Is her name really Megan?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Shout out to Megan, because we needed that in our life.
Period.
We needed that. Megan don't really need it.
Look, Megan's don't play. I'm trying to let y'all know this. People like Meg don't play. Period.
Yes.
And her Megan is still like my Megan too. So she's extra legit.
Period. And shout out to all of the 50 Megans we have in the Patreon. Shout out to y'all, because y'all don't play.
The Megans are here.
They gotta be coming through.
We be coming through. Period. Okay. One of our Megans literally just gave birth. Shout out to her.
Yes.
It's power.
Y'all,
it's
unstoppable.
Power.
Yeah.
Unstoppable. Taking over. So we can go ahead and get into a little bit of celeb garbage before we end the show. Nick Cannon announced that someone is pregnant with his 10th child. This is, I think he's having this one with this woman named Brittany Bell, who he already has, I believe, one or two other kids with. And yeah, this is going to be his 10th. Wow, somebody else is pregnant with his 9th child currently. Well, there's speculation that there may be twins somewhere. So he could potentially have 11 kids before the end of the year. We aren't 100% sure, because apparently one of the other baby mothers was seen out buying like a double stroller, and the child she already has seems to be too big for a stroller. So why would she be buying a double stroller unless she's pregnant with twins? So yeah,
hold on. Okay.
It's a lot.
So Nick Cannon just had the 10th baby.
No, pregnant. There's somebody pregnant with the ninth and 10th potentially.
Oh, okay.
And possibly an 11th, because we don't know if they're a twin. So this is all just pregnancies at this point.
Okay, just okay. I'm here, because I was thinking you were saying like number 10 is alive.
Mm-mm, not yet.
Because I mean, I believe, yeah.
In utero. In utero currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with him. What is going on, sir? Shouldn't he be stopped?
I feel like he should. Here's my thing. Because I'm not even gonna lie, I was already heavily judging Nick Cannon through all of this. And he just made the judgment even worse with recently he was on somebody's podcast and he had the audacity to be saying that women need to take better care of their hygiene and not let people use them and take advantage of them and, you know, not, you know, be doing things with a bunch of different people. He had the audacity to be saying that. And he's on his 10th child.
With the same person,
it's
sir.
Definitely not with the same person. So it just kind of, we just kind of get a peek into, you know, the deeply ingrained patriarchy in Nick Cannon's mindset, that he believes clearly that men are supposed to have access to however many women they want, and women are supposed to be monogamous. But the gag is, how can a woman be monogamous if men are not monogamous? Like, how can one gender be monogamous if the other gender is not monogamous? Like, who are we supposed to be monogamous with? Exactly. If you're not monogamous.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I mean, those 10 or, you know, I don't know how many women it is.
So many.
It's 6, 7, 8.
It's a few.
Yeah.
It's at least 4 or 5 baby mothers that he has at this point, if not more. Because he does have multiples with a few of them, but.
And they're all fairly younger than like Mariah's kids. Mariah's is
Mariah has his first and second child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have twins together, and I believe they
So this
should
is
be.
something that
Yeah.
triggered him recently, I would assume.
I think so, because all the Mariah's kids are way older than all the other kids. I believe him and Mariah's kids might be 12, 13. If not, they're very close to being teenagers if they not already. And all the other kids are, I believe the majority of these kids are under the age of like five. I don't think any of them are over 4 or 5 years old.
Which
So.
is wild. It's wild. Like, how can you, with so many different women, how could you, even if you have the funds to support them, how can you be a present parent in their lives to
In
eight?
every one of their lives, in
Yeah.
all these
Well,
different
11,
households.
possibly children. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's very, 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 very crazy. So I don't know. I don't know. Nick Cannon, bruh. And here's the thing, from the perspective of the mothers, why do you want to have his 11th child? I don't really understand the mindset of that. Like, it's because I mean, obviously, it has to be about the money and the child support, but at the same time, like, at what point do you stop focusing on that and you focus on the fact that your children are not going to have a present father? And I'm definitely not saying that every child has to grow up in a two-parent household. I think kids can be totally fine growing up without both of their parents being in the house with them, but he has so many and it's so many different households. How are you present for each and every child? I don't think you
That's my
can
thought.
be.
Yeah. And I was even going to take out Mariah's kids since they are older, but they deserve for you to be present. Sheesh. They deserve for you to be present in their lives too, even if they are older. And really, if they are at the 12, 13 year old stage, they really need you.
Yeah, they
I feel
do.
like these are
They
very
do.
primitive years. Those years are very primitive of what that person is going to be like as an adult.
Right,
And
right.
you spraying it,
Yeah,
basically. It's just wild. It's
it's very,
wild.
it's yeah, it's it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, and then regard also the fact that he just recently was on somebody's show or whatever saying that Mariah Carey was the love of his life and he would love to be back with her.
Girl, all right, who next? I'm done. This is too much.
Makes no sense.
Mariah would never.
No, she would never. She's probably
She
very
would literally
embarrassed
never.
by
Yeah, I
him
would.
because he's
Yeah,
doing
I'm
the
sure.
most.
Yeah,
He's
I'm
doing the
sure she
most.
is.
And then I think what really annoys me about it is every time the preg there is a pregnancy announced, there's also an extremely elaborate maternity shoot with Nick involved in every single one. That is just such
Which is
clown
so
behavior.
weird. Yeah.
It's so clowny to me. It's so clowny to me. Because I think it's meant to act like this pregnancy is special, but how? How is it special?
It ain't special if you do it every day.
Girl, every
That's why pumpkin spice season is only at a certain amount of time in the year because it's special.
It
If we
is.
had it all year round, it
It
would just
wouldn't
be
be
regular degular coffee. Like,
exactly. So yeah.
this man is wild.
I mean, Nick Cannon is really moving like we literally like in Game of Thrones times, like where like men are just able to just
Was not good
wild
either.
out and it was horrible and women had like nothing, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of goes
Yeah.
into the whole like primary parent narrative as well, where women and mothers are expected to be like the primary parent and the dad can live, just do whatever he wants because all these kids are growing up in one household with their mother. And the dad is just dipping and diving. Nick Cannon is just dipping and diving out of every household. I guess weekly, monthly. I don't know his schedule, but yeah, it's crazy. It is really.
The
I'll
fact
be.
that Nick can literally have a whole planner just scheduling out time with his kids
He
is
need one.
wild.
He needs an
I
assistant. He needs an assistant just to manage
recommend a
it.
daily duo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and what do you do on Father's Day? Do all the women and their kids come over to you? Like.
Hope at least they get along in some kind of way because that's the only way that these kids are going to have a relationship with one another
Absolutely,
is
absolutely.
if all the parents are on the same page. But that's hard.
That's very
You know
hard with
how
so many
hard it is
people.
to get like seven friends to go to Miami together?
I'm just waiting on whichever one or few of the kids, when they get grown, decide to expose what this was like for them growing up
Oh, for sure.
because it's
It's a
gonna
book.
be, Give it about 20 years, guys. We're gonna check back in 2 decades and check in with one of these kids and see, because they're gonna be grown by then, and I'm sure they're gonna have a lot to say about what this must have been like, because we've seen no other celebrity. I've never seen a person do something like this on such a public forum. Like, obviously there are tons of celebrity men who have, you know, multiple families and households. It's just never been publicized like this at all. And I don't think it's been as intentional. More than likely, I've seen it where he's with somebody, has kids with her. Okay, now he's with somebody else and has kids with her. It's kind of been like that, rather than a going back and forth. Like, he's already had 2 kids with one of these women who's pregnant, and he's had other kids with other people in between. So he's like going back and forth with it.
Man,
it's wild. It just makes no sense. Yeah.
It makes no sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a last little bit for celebrity garbage. Y'all know that Ben Affleck and J-Lo got married in Vegas. I believe that was in June or July. And then they had like a bigger, like a ceremony and party with like friends and stuff. I believe this past weekend, or last weekend. And they had it at Ben's house in Savannah, Georgia. That is not an actual plantation, but the house was designed and inspired by Southern plantations.
It's the inspiration for me. That counts.
Yeah, I think it counts too.
That counts.
Right, because why do you want your home to look like something so deeply associated with something so disgusting as slavery? You know what I'm saying?
Such a simpler time.
Yeah, exactly. And right, for who? Right, for who? And like I said, and that's where they decided to get married. And so we've all seen, like, over the past decade or so, white people have been slowly realizing how problematic it is to get married at plantations and do that, like a real plantation. So it's just interesting. This was a choice, in the words of Myra. This was a choice.
Choices. Choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how we're getting away with it now? Like, just making it inspired, but it's not an actual.
I guess.
Yeah. That reminds me of that whole Airbnb thing where they were renting out that slave quarters. The reviews.
Hold up. They were not only were they renting out slave quarters, but white people were annoyed at having slavery talked about in the slave quarters that they were staying in. They didn't want to hear about the history or the pain.
They didn't.
They just wanted to live like an enslaved person for a weekend. I'm not really sure what the fuck.
Yeah. And was. If you don't know, mind you, no, it did not look like the original slave quarters. It had like a cloth-hoof bed in there. Like, it was completely remodeled. So it's like
On the inside,
right. But the outside, like, you could tell it looked like a slave quarters. But it's just, how could you go there and just be like, oh, what a good getaway. The sunsets are beautiful here. Like, girl, human beings lived there that were enslaved, that worked sun up and sun down.
You know what? Caucasity will never stop surprising me. Because that's right. All you can attribute it to. I don't know if you saw, like, maybe like a month or so ago, there was a TikTok or something, or a story that ended up going viral, where this guy's company, they had like a company retreat, like in Alabama or something like that, which was a choice in itself.
Girl.
Yeah. And they had like an 1800s themed party or something like that. And the only Black person who works at the company, he literally dressed up as a slave, as like a, just to show these people how absolutely horrendous and ridiculous this was. And I think he ended up getting in trouble like with HR or something like that, because he that didn't. Was too much. Or he didn't get in trouble.
He didn't. It was funny because I was following that Reddit thread because he was posting, y'all, it's not funny, but it's funny because he was posting pictures like as he was going out the day. One of the pictures was him in the car. He's like, I got an upgrade. I got a new job. Got a promotion. I was dying. But apparently he came back like a few days later. The person, like, he got called into HR and it wasn't his original HR person. And he was like, I wonder why. Come to find out, that was the person who brought this all together. And that person got fired.
Okay, gotcha.
So
why would everybody involved really? Because it's like, at what point do you, when you're out shopping for your slave owner clothes, I guess, I don't even know where you would buy stuff like that. Clothes. Like, at what point are you like, this is wrong? Like, why are we doing this, people? It's like that group
how do you mob not mentality.
It's the, yeah. And then it, these are the same people, they would just absolutely have no issue having some type of party like this, who are the same people, you know, up in arms about CRT and voting for politicians who don't want real history taught in schools, but they're totally okay having a costume party like this.
Where do you even buy that? Like, where do you get that?
Y'all, it's the carcassity for me.
It really is.
This is why.
And shout out to that man for really going full blown. Full blown slave. Y'all, no shoes, no socks, no nothing. It's like full blown slave.
Yeah, exactly. And people were uncomfortable. How do y'all think he felt? With y'all even having a party like this?
Yeah. And now you're uncomfortable because it's in your face.
Yeah, this is
shout out to him. That was, I mean,
Black people be so tired. And when we talk about emotional labor, because him doing emotional labor, even more so, would have been him having to educate them and explain to them why this was wrong. So I'm glad he just showed them in the flesh why this was wrong. But he shouldn't have had to. How don't you know that this is wrong in the year of Beyonce 2022?
The math ain't mathing. I don't understand how.
Mm-mm.
How? I...
Insane. Ooh,
yeah.
Insane. But yeah, guys, that's our show. Check us out.
Full circle.
Right. On planetsandwine.com. Check out the Patreon. We will have a new episode of our Patreon exclusive show Shots coming out in September. So make sure you are a part of our Patreon that is available for the $15 tier and above. If you're interested in some amazing extra content, or if you just want some bonus episodes, you can join our $5 tier. That is available as well. Myra, did you have anything else?
If y'all been waiting for the Patreon, right now is a super good time to hop on right before the holidays. We do a lot of stuff with our Patreon peeps. People who have been there before, they know, but the time is now.
Yes, it is. And yeah, we'll be coming with more Harry Potter updates as Myra continues to complete the series. Please no spoilers. I swear to God, if one of y'all spoil the series in my inbox, I'm coming after you myself. You're not going to get a response from Myra. You're going to get a response from me. Okay.
It's so weird for me because y'all know I love Star Wars, but Star Wars community is so freaking toxic. So to come to this Harry Potter community and kind of be embraced and, you know, everybody's really careful about not spoiling things for me. It's different. I love it here.
It's so special. Harry Potter is just so special to so many of us. So I appreciate that people are able to give that level of care, because y'all, I mean it. If y'all spoil this movie tomorrow,
please don't spoil it for y'all's sake. Like, I don't even care about me.
Okay, for real. It's to the point where, like, me, like a couple of our friends, we have a separate chat that Myra is not in. So we can talk about what Myra's about to experience with Harry Potter. That's how invested we are. Okay. So just come on. Do yourself a favor and don't. Just don't. Don't be that. Don't
the
be
fact that
person.
That exists is hilarious to me. And I am still feeling betrayed that y'all didn't let me know about Robert Pattinson. I'm highly upset.
Myra was so excited when she saw he was in this movie. I instantly made that other group chat. And then I was like, Myra about to freak when this boy died. She did not disappoint. Oh my gosh. But yeah, guys, happy September. Get your pumpkin spice latte or your cold brew. Tag us and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.